Hey, what's up? This is Prakriti. Welcome to Pralaya Sessions, episode 245 on trance.com.np/radio. Broadcasting live from Kathmandu. A very special show tonight with a very special guest. Someone who I've mentioned a number of times already. Yeah, you guessed it. It has got to be Lisa. Hoste Heise volunteer who's been with us since last October. Yeah, she's with me right here in the studio. Hi Lisa, how are you?
Hi Krishna, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Really glad to have you in the studio tonight, finally. After weeks and weeks of planning. Supposed to happen a long time ago. But we made it, and that's what counts on this fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. First time tuning in to Pralaya Sessions? Well, make sure you stay tuned to find out more what this show is all about. As it's not just... You tell them, Lisa.
A weekly electronic music radio show which I personally really like.
What do I gotta do? What do I gotta say? What do I gotta do? What do I gotta say? You can keep me in your core. What do I gotta do? What do I gotta say?
Sessions.
What do I gotta do? What do I gotta say? You can keep me in your core. What do I gotta do? What do I gotta say?
So I said it last week, and guess what? I'm going to say it this week again. What an awesome way to kick off a fresh episode of Pralaya Sessions with episode 245 on trance.com.np/radio. You just heard Nora and Pure. Remember Saltwater? I kicked off Pralaya Deep Sessions 2015 with it. Well, they're back. A team up with Red Dondo and a record entitled I Got To Do. Lisa must like it as well because she's bobbing her head here with me. But it's not head bobbing we're here to talk about tonight. As you may already know, Lisa is a volunteer at Hoste Heise. She's from Germany. She's only 19 years old, and she's been with us since last October. It's her last month in Nepal, and well... Oh yeah, I'm definitely so affected. All of us at Hoste Heise are. She's been an invaluable addition to the team and has positively taken Hoste Heise to the next level, especially post-earthquake. And she'll tell you about it, but I guess after this next record, as we've run out of time to talk.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
I am so affected by your love, and it feels so good to me. So infatuated by your touch, I get so wasted I can hardly breathe. And it makes me feel alive. Yeah, it makes me feel so high. I am so affected by your love. So affected,
I am so affected.
From Too Loud. Yep, that's right, Affected. On transcom.npradio, PS245, a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. Via Hoste Heise, an NGO that's been around for the last 25 years, doing just that. And where Lisa is volunteering right now. So Lisa, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about your experience?
Yeah, Krishna, so I mean, what to say? I've been here for the last 4 months and so many things happened, but the fact that my stay was originally planned only for 3 months and then I extended it to 5 should be enough to say that I really like it over here. Not only the work at Hoste Heise, but also Nepal itself.
Well, that's awesome. I know that the fuel crisis had just started when you landed in October. And your original plans were to go out into a village to teach, but then you ended up spending more time in Kathmandu in our central office. But I think that had its own benefits, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I lived here in an incredible host family and I wouldn't have wanted to leave them anyway. So spending 3 months in Kathmandu had its own benefits. For example, I got to know so much about Hoste Heise and its history and how it all works. And I got exposed to so many new things which I never expected here of my stay in Nepal. So So what happened was you involved me in so many things which I really liked. For example, communicating with all our supporters, or then on the backside, like being in contact with the villagers as well, is something I really liked and what I want to continue back home as well.
And what I really liked was the fact that you were able to communicate with our supporters in German, auf Deutsch. We have quite a few supporters based in Germany, and I think they felt really comfortable communicating with you auf Deutsch as well, would you say?
Absolutely. Here in Nepal, I learned that Germans are famous for their poor English skills. And so I think communicating in German was for many of them much easier and could clarify a lot of issues.
Yep, especially because we're talking about a lot of issues post-earthquake, rebuilding schools. Not only rebuilding schools, but also continuing to support our existing schools. Like the one in Sarlahi we're going to go visit next week, right? Finally, post-fuel crisis, we're able to get a full tank of diesel after 5 months of waiting. Unbelievable. Are you excited for our upcoming trip to Sarlahi, Lisa?
Yes, so much. Dealing with all these kids from the office is something completely different than meeting them in person, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I don't know if we'll have time to meet all 2,000 of them across 4 schools in Sarlahi that we run, but hey, we'll try our best, huh? But now, I think it's time to play the next record. You've heard this one before, just last week, and it's by 2 Germans, In Petto.
Are you the one from my side of town?
Sessions.
German duo In Petto as remixers to Galantis, Louder, Harder, Better. Actually, so much better that I had to play it one more time on this week's show on PS245. broadcasting live from Kathmandu over the airwaves of trance.com.np radio. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. We work with Hoste Haise, a non-profit NGO based in Kathmandu. That's been around for the last 25 plus years. Check out hosteaise.org. If you have 15 minutes, check out their YouTube documentary. Direct link, hosteaise.org/YouTube. Or if you have more time, check out the Hosteaise blog, hosteaise.org/blog. Informal updates about what we've been up to at Hosteaise. If you're interested in volunteering, hosteaise.org/volunteer. More info about all of this on our website, pralayasessions.com. And you know what? We also recently launched a volunteer blog, launched by none other than our very own Lisa. And I'll let her tell you about it herself.
So what happened was, when I was here for about a month, people kept on talking like, what are you doing? How is it in Nepal? And since I didn't want to tell all my stories over and over again, I just decided to launch a blog. And this is a good thing, not only for my friends and relatives at home, but also for everybody who is interested in what Hosteaise does, or what you can do as a volunteer, or what life in Kathmandu could be like. For example, I wrote down all of my tasks which I've been given at Hosteaise. And I mean, between the lines, you get to know a lot of what we do. And also, a lot of pictures speak for themselves. And I have to admit that entries are sometimes a bit long, but if you have patience, you should go through it. Please go to hosteaise.org/blog/Lisa.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Prydz is in the house. You've heard this one before? Episode 207 last June was the first time I played this record, Generate. Put it in the Marcus Shawsau remode then. Almost a year later, it rears its ugly head once again, this time in the Orchidea remix. If you're interested in checking out the Marcus Shawsau remode, head on over to prolifesessions.com where all previous episodes are archived. Also, if you like what you hear, almost all the music I feature on the program is available for purchase via our website, prolifesessions.com. Tracks cost as little as 99 cents thanks to Amazon MP3, and the referral proceeds of every sale are donated in their entirety, yes, of course, to Hoste Haise. A win-win for all parties involved, the original artists who make the music as you purchase and download their music legally, you, as you get at a very affordable price, but most importantly, the underprivileged children. For more info, please visit our website, prolifesessions.com, and also, of course, the Hoste Haise website, hosteaise.org. Lisa's already told you about her blog, hosteaise.org/blog/Lisa is the direct URL. There she also talks about Sindhu Palchok.
Yes, right. I think it's my second blog entry which talks about Sindhu Palchok, where we, when beginning of December, we in this case means Krishna and a supporter from the US who's called Gwen Straley. And so, yeah, we went to Sindhu Palchok and we visited the destroyed schools in Sindhu Palchok, which was really bad. So it made me realize once again why I do all the work in the office, because children over there, they don't have any school right now. Just the TLCs, which are really not sufficient, and we are about to rebuild two new earthquake-resistant, environment-friendly schools in Sindhu Palchok. And yeah, also, I drank buffalo milk, which I'll do never again, which made me check out Kathmandu's hospitals. But it, all in all, it was a really good trip, and Sindhu Palchok is a beautiful area. So at this point, I'd like to say a big thank you to all the supporters, new ones as well as old ones, who already pledged more than $100,000 for the rebuilding of these schools. And what we're going to do is we're going to complement these schools with some programs which make them self-sustainable in a couple of years. For example, we are going to establish a carpet factory in Sindhu Palchok, and this will really help to improve the economic condition of people in Sindhu Palchok, primarily via job creation at the carpet factory itself, but also in the cottage industry, which is very closely linked to the carpet factory.
Yes, that's right. There's a lot of things going on, multiple facets. Not only rebuilding schools post-earthquake, but also trying to make them self-sustainable as soon as possible via businesses that are under our umbrella. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We're expanding our businesses in areas that are viable, which run in symbiosis with our nonprofit operations. How awesome is that? A win-win situation.
And what I found very fascinating is that locals decided to donate some of their lands to build our schools on that.
Yes, there has to be local involvement. It's the only way. Otherwise, you set yourself up for failure. Local ownership in the form of community schools run by the locals. There's so much more to talk about, but you know what? We don't have enough time. But that's why you have the website, hosteaise.org. Go check it out.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
She used to be a lover in the dark. Trying to understand, but I don't know how to reach her. She's hiding in the dark. She used to be a lover in the dark. But there's something in the air now, which leads her from the dark. I know it's all.
Another record you've heard on Prolat Sessions before. This one on PS241, Caillou and Albert, my favorite DJ duo from Germany. Yeah, we're on a roll on German DJs this week. Well, why? We have a special guest from Germany on the show tonight, huh? So, obviously, Lover in the Dark was what this record was called. On PS245, transfercom.npradio, personally compiled and mixed by me, Prakriti. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. Already told you how the fundraiser works. In case you missed it, check out prolatsessions.com. Please help us spread the word about the fundraiser through social media. We're on Facebook as well as Twitter under the handle Prolat Sessions, as well as Hoste Heise. A like on Facebook or a follow on Twitter would be highly appreciated. And if you're on your own website, we've got a Prolat Sessions widget you can implement, widget code on our website. That's prolatsessions.com. And while there, please check out our Prolat Sessions t-shirts, available in different sizes, styles, and colors. Yes, of course, they also support the fundraiser. Okay, so we're past the 28-minute marker, which means we're almost halfway through the show. A very special show tonight with a very special guest, Lisa, hostess volunteer from Germany, who was in her last month with us. She's already told you about Sarlahi and Sindhu Palzuk. Well, let's see what else she has to tell us tonight.
I'd like to do a personal shout out to Rashmi, who lives in Kathmandu and made a really big difference in my stay here in Nepal, because her family was so kind to host me for about 3 months, and they were really good company, and they had a beautiful house. I had my own room, my own space, what Jose Heise arranged for me, and I mean, there were like 7 girls around all the time, and we had a lot of fun. So thank you, Rashmi, and everybody.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Thank you.
The guy who you just heard last week as a remixer to Velvet Morning, Genix, is back on the show yet once again. With a brand new release, a collab with Sunny Lax. This one was called 7 on PS245. Hey, so what do you think of the show so far? Kindly send me your feedback. Prakriti@prolifesessions.com is my email address. Alternatively, there's a feedback form on our website should you wish to remain anonymous. Prolifesessions.com, of course, is the website, and there you will also find a mailing section where you can sign up for our mailing list. Once you do, you'll receive one email per week letting you know when new Prolife Sessions is out. Go ahead and sign up. I know Lisa's on it.
Yes, I'm on it. I receive a weekly email, and of course, I always check it out. But right now we're about to launch a Jose Heise newsletter as well, which maybe produce a monthly email or whatever, to let people know what we're up to, because we're doing so many good things, but nobody knows about it. I mean, not nobody, but not as many people as they should be. So these newsletters could, first of all, let our supporters and all our well-wishers let know what we are doing, but also be a good source of information for maybe future volunteers who are interested in coming to Nepal and helping out whatever they want to give.
So you heard her. Hoste Heise newsletter coming up soon. Make sure you sign up for that one too. But for now, let's get back to the music, shall we?
With Prakriti.
Another record from last week. Love this one so much that I had to play it again for you. No, it's not the track you can't get enough of. That's still coming up. This one was, of course, Sana Van Doren, Cuba Libre.
No, Cuba Libre. I think it's pronounced Cuba Libre.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, for that correction. You're tuned into Prolife Sessions, episode 245 on trance.com.nprradio. Did you know you can tune into the latest edition of Prolife Sessions right from your smartphone? Radio Nepali for the Android and Nepali FM for the iPhone are two free apps, and once installed, the latest edition of Prolife Sessions will be a mere tap away. If you're into podcasts, we're on there as well. Search for us on iTunes, Prakriti or Prolife Sessions, search and subscribe. Okay, enough from me. How about I let Lisa introduce the next record?
So coming up, track is Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime in the Audion Remix.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Turning magical, umishitse, Everything you want's a dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told him. Turn your magic on. To me she'd say, everything you want's a dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight, we are diamonds. And I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. I feel my heart beating. You make me feel like I'm alive again.
Adventure of a Lifetime, but in the Audion remix. I played you the Yotto remix on episode 242, if you remember. Awesome tune, and I think Lisa likes it too.
Absolutely, it reminds me of my high school days in Germany. You know, I finished high school last summer, and then I decided to take a gap year, which led me to Nepal in the end. So from next September, I hope to join university in Amsterdam. Right now, time has come to do all the application work, and I'm gonna do the TOEFL test in Nepal itself. That's gonna be an adventure. So, yeah, I hope to come back after a while then. But first, I'm gonna play for Amsterdam, where I hope to study European studies pretty soon. This, I hope, will be a good thing to get to know the bigger picture of the world we're living in right now. For example, we're gonna talk about refugee crisis or even the Euro crisis, which is still going on. This may lead me to either a career in journalism, what I was always interested in, or back to the international development, what I'm up to right now, with my work at Horst der Heise.
Very nice, Lisa. Well, I do hope you come back and visit us, especially during summer breaks, even while you're in college. I wish you all the best for your application process into the University of Amsterdam. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the music. It is time to play the track you can't get enough of.
Too many hours on the road, too many days as you grow older, and tears are spilled. As each moment unfolds, your head is resting upon my shoulder.
Stay.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
You are my little something. It's like you came from nothing, and now you're everything to me. You are my little something. It's like you came.
Every week in ProLive Sessions, you have the opportunity to vote for the track you like the most. The track with the most votes becomes the track you can't get enough of in the following week's show. You vote through our website, of course, ProLiveSessions.com. And last week, you voted for the new one by Above and Beyond, featuring Justine Suissa, Little Something, in the Super 8 and Tab remix. The voting for this week's show is now open. Toward the end of the program, kindly head on over to ProLiveSessions.com to cast your vote for the track you like the most. Thank you. PS245 with me, Prakriti, and co-host Lisa tonight. Past the 45-minute marker, which means we're approaching the end of the program. Let's see what else Lisa has to tell us tonight. So Lisa, what do you think is one of the most interesting aspects about your volunteer experiences here at Hosne Heise?
Well, this is a pretty hard question because there are so many different things, but what comes to my mind right now would probably be that I'm not only in touch with the villagers, but also with people like the UNDP country director. We just had a meeting the day before yesterday, and I mean, this was very high level and pretty interesting for me.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about our involvement with Global Compact Nepal, part of the United Nations.
Tonight, I wouldn't be standing alone tonight. be standing alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing alone tonight. I wouldn't be standing alone tonight.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Classic Alone Tonight featuring Richard Bedford on vocals, rejuvenated for 2016 by Jason Ross. Well, I must have this one playlisted. PS245, a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, that's what you're tuned into, where I told you how the fundraiser works and how you can help out multiple ways. But what I haven't told you about is the good old financial donations. Postanisu.org/donate, all major credit cards accepted. For local Nepali credit cards, please check out MoCo on the same page. Mobile commerce, that'll work. Please consider signing up for the $5 a month drive. Sign up once and we'll do the rest. It's that simple. And another thing I haven't told you about this week is Amazon Smile, but this week, please head on over to pralaysessions.com to find out more about that.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Dimension and Furia. Bring Prala Sessions episode 245 to a close. Well, almost. I have one more for you. And as always, it's going to be a production of my own. But before I introduce it to you, allow me to thank you for tuning in this week. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. PulseSessions.com for more info. We got a very special guest on the show tonight, Lisa. Lisa Pierre from Germany, volunteer at Hoste Heise. I'd like to thank Lisa for being on the show tonight, co-hosting PS245.
Thank you so much for hosting me tonight, and I hope to come back one day. If you're interested, like, please check out my blog, hosteheise.org/Lisa. No. It's hosteheise.org/blog/Lisa. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me under lisa.pier@hosteheise.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And it's time for me to go as well. Until next week at PS246, I'm going to leave you with my mashup of Tiso Tiso Hawama. Enjoy.
Thank you. Sessions.